This morning it is testimony time. Let's make it louder, my breakthrough time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed as you do. Number one, unusual blessings. Hallelujah. In the first phase of the Wonder Double prophetic agenda, God visited me when I switched to kingdom-focused prayers from the light shared in Matthew 6:33. When the second phase was declared, I told my Heavenly Father that I wanted extraordinary blessings. I heard in my spirit that I must do extraordinary things for the extraordinary blessings. I immediately decided to wait upon the Lord beyond the 7 days of prayer and fasting, which was declared in preparation of the second phase. And I will be more dedicated in tireless pursuit of lost souls and ensure they are established in the church. On the 23rd day of my kingdom-focused prayer and fasting, I received a call, an SMS, from a representative of a foreign company I met in 2013 that the MD CEO wanted to see me urgently. The MD CEO was highly impressed at the business plan presentation of my small company, which I ran as a part-time business. On the 13th October 2015, I received a mail from the MD of the foreign company that the company board of directors have approved the sum of $148,000 as an investment package to expand my part-time business. Let's make it louder for Jesus. This divine visitation has indeed fulfilled the word of the prophet in my life. Serving God tirelessly is a lifetime big business with a lifetime mega rewards. I return all the glory and honor to my Heavenly Father, who in this season secrets and rewards quickly and openly. The testifier is Henry Adigwe. Let's put our hands together for the Almighty God. Number two, divine turnaround via kingdom stewardship. When the Wonder Double prophetic agenda was declared, I wonder how I would deliver 3 souls, considering my work schedule. However, I prayed to God, and during one of the outreaches, I gave a flyer to a woman in front of her apartment. I ministered Christ to her, and she became born again. Let's celebrate Jesus. Thereafter, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, I told her that there would be a Winner Satellite Fellowship Center in her house soon. Immediately, she said that it cannot happen because her husband was a core Muslim. Consequently, I engaged in a 3-day prayer session, asking God to deliver that family. One Saturday, I met her husband and ministered God's word to him. Amazingly, he also accepted Christ. Let's celebrate Jesus for that also. Hallelujah. Today, the entire family are members of this church, and one of the children just concluded the basic certificate course of the Word of Faith Bible Institute. Let's celebrate Jesus the more. Hallelujah. To the glory of God, the Lord gave us a land in the center of the city, and within a month, a structure was built on that land. I am amazed because if I were to calculate the amount used to build that house based on my salary, it would take me 15 years to complete it. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Adegboye Abioye. Please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus in appreciation.
Hallelujah. Shall we lift up our 2 hands to heaven and give him thanks for answered prayers this morning? Give him thanks for waking you up this morning. Give him thanks for a most eventful week in your life. Give him thanks for the diverse encounters he's granted you. Give him thanks for his blessings all over your life and your family. Celebrate this great God. Celebrate this great God. Magnify this great God. We do thank him for those amazing testimonies of the great acts of God. ask him to speak to you this morning. Jesus, I want to hear from you this morning. Jesus, I want to hear from you this morning. Now ask that intensely, ask it deliberately. One word from heaven can bring about a massive turnaround in a man's life. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lord Jesus, thank you for a most eventful week for each and every one of us. Thank you for your protection, your preservation, your guidance, your provisions. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. And thank you for confirming your word in our lives. Thank you, Father. Take all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Speak to each and every one of us uniquely today. The Lord sent a word into Jacob. He turned his life around supernaturally. Lord, let a word you've preserved and packaged for each one of us locate each one this morning in the name of Jesus. Whether in our service right here, in any of the viewing centers, or wherever you may be, may your word come true this morning. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Welcome again to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, and please, you may be comfortably seated. Can I have you say with me, God is a rewarder. He's not a usurper. My God is a rewarder. He has not asked the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. My God is a rewarder and not a usurper. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Engaging the wisdom from above towards massive harvest of souls into the kingdom. He that winneth souls is wise. And the wisdom from above is the ultimate wisdom. So it has capacity to bring in ultimate order of harvest. For whatever is from above is above all. John 3:31. So the wisdom from above is above all other kinds of wisdom, which includes earthly wisdom, the word we call it common sense, sensual wisdom, intellectual sense, devilish wisdom, diabolical wisdom, and then the wisdom from above. And in John 3:31, whatever is from above is above all. So James 3:15-17 and John 3:31 qualifies the wisdom from above to be above all. So it has capacity to bring in greater results than every other kind of wisdom. And this wisdom flows mostly on demand. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. The wisest man in Bible days, by name King Solomon, in the Old Testament, he asked for the wisdom that made him the top on the line among the kings. What do you want? Give me wisdom. And God said, I've given you. It answers mostly to demand. You don't wait and say it will flow. No, you demand for its flow. And then it comes true. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And then he said, let him that thinks that he knows anything, knows that he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. So it's a continuous demand that keeps the flow. Many, many will be visited in dimensions beyond their widest imagination before this operation is on the lower side is over. It's coming on demand. We have to demand for it. Any soul, no matter how hardened, can be subdued through the oppression of the wisdom from above. No matter how hardened any soul, no matter how hardened that soul may be, will be cheaply subdued to the point of surrenderedness to Christ through the wisdom from above. Hear what he said. I'm going to give you a mouth and wisdom that none of your adversaries can resist nor gainsay. The wisdom from above is irresistible when it flows. I've seen this a bit in my life. I've been confronted with issues that I can't tell which way to go. And I say, Jesus, there must be a way out. And suddenly, light springs up. Jesus, there must be a way out. And suddenly, light springs up. I've been privileged to sit over quite a few things. And one of them was so tempting. And I said, Jesus, hey, I don't know what to do. And I don't know what they will say when they come. But there must be no riot here. No riot here. So help me. They are older. They are more experienced. But help me. Now they are in a conflict. But help me. And they chose somebody who has never been where they have been before. Help me. And I sat down and listened because he answered. He said, we'll give. So it is we to give when we demand for it. I was amazed at what was coming from my mouth and amazed at the outcome without any stress. A battle that raged on for 3 years. Two elephants fighting. It flows through on demand. You know, because we too know. That's why we are not knowing anymore. We should turn to him and say, Jesus, I don't know which way to go on this matter because you don't know. The one you know is what brought you to where you are. The little I know is what brought me to where I am. If I must go any further, then I must know better. A light can come your way today that will deliver your four souls to you. Life. In fact, it may be the one following you up that, aren't you going to church? Just one word coming through to someone and turn his life around supernaturally. Somebody's story is changing. Somebody's story is changing. It flows through on demand. A wise man subdues the city of the mighty and casts down the strength of the confidence thereof. Proverbs 21 and verse 22. He subdues it. You know, through faith, he subdued kingdoms. There was a little city and a poor wise man in that city who through his wisdom delivered the city. They said that wisdom is better than strength. In the name of Jesus, that's Ecclesiastes 9, 14 and 16. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom of God that delivers humbling results will start flowing through you now. Not only on the harvest field, but on matters concerning you, concerning your business, concerning your family, concerning every issue of your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, but my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, he said to the man, Jonah, go to the city called Nineveh and preach to it the preaching that I bid you. It may not make sense. Go and say what I said. And he said, what are you, am I to say? He said, go through the city and tell everybody, 40 days you are dead. 40 days, Nineveh is destroyed. 40 days, you are gone. What? You know, the wisdom of God is whatever it takes you to do, do it. Yes, stupid prophet. And that seemingly meaningless message got hold of a whole city and turned them to the Lord. Including livestock. Everybody went into a fast 3 days. Every animal went to a fast. The king was convicted. Okay, by what? 40 days, individual. Okay. Any remedy? 40 days, individual is destroyed. Prophet, what shall we do? 40 days, individual is destroyed. That's what I'm told. I'm not asked to tell you any other thing. 40 days. And the whole city turned to the Lord. Jonah chapter 3. And you know the story from verse 1 to 10. That's how far above God's wisdom is above our wisdom. Theologians will say that was a crazy something. It was not properly written. The original Greek said, 40 days you may be destroyed, but if you repent, you will not be repented. No, no, no. That's not what the Bible says. There's a theological confusion. Amen. So why did you claim that no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Why don't you go to Greek and Hebrew that tells you that every weapon formed against you shall prosper? No, 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 no. Don't turn it. Fill water pots with water, and then it became wine. He hasn't changed. Lord, give me a word today as I go out. Flow through me today. Matthew 10, verse 20. He said, it is the spirit of your father that speaks through you. That's divine wisdom, that's supernatural wisdom. Father, flow through me today as I invite people to tomorrow's service. Sweep all over me today as I share flyers with heavenly smile. You have not because you ask not. No matter how hardened the heart, when God's wisdom comes true, it's turned to a heart of flesh. You remember Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 25. I will give you I will turn your heart of stone to a heart of flesh. God is still turning. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit, verse 26, will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. He's still doing that today. Hallelujah. Now, in Jeremiah 23 and verse 29, is my word not as fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? So a word from the Lord will break any stony heart to the point of surrenderedness to Christ. His word. His word. His word. How forcible are right words? When the word comes from the Lord, it breaks through supernaturally. It breaks through supernaturally. During the lockdown last year, I said, Jesus, there must be a way out. Souls are still dying, not by coronavirus. The devil is killing them day and night. There must be a way out. And he just shed the light. Woo, this is what to do. My God. It was mammoth harvest. In the midst of the lockdown, God will show you what to do. Not one person who so desires, who so chooses, will miss the full delivery of their minimum 4 standing souls for Christ. And no one will miss their open reward. It will be feasible even to the blind. That your God is a rewarder and not a usurper. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Please note, it is walking that makes living meaningful and profitable. May you not know a non-walking season anymore in your life. I mean, you need to find out those who have had some challenges, business not working, and don't even know whether to go out or to stay in. And you people are out of job. You need to know what they go through naturally. It is working that makes living meaningful and profitable. In the same vein, in the kingdom, it is walking, serving God and His kingdom that makes our redemptive life meaningful and profitable. So take advantage of this open-ended platform for serving God and His kingdom. Anna was serving God with prayer and fasting daily. So we serve God on the altar of prayer, praying kingdom and having prayer. We serve God reaching out to souls. And every level of stewardship is entitled to rewards. In prayer, it's a God who sees your prayer in secret will reward you openly. In going out as an ambassador of Christ, you are entitled to healthy living. Soul winning and in gaining of souls into the kingdom, you are entitled to the Father's wages. And so it's an all profitable platform. He gave his servants a pound each in that parable. And then one said, I've made 10 more. He said, I have the authority over 10 cities. From pound, 1 pound to 10 cities. Amen. You can't be promoted in the place where you are not serving. So promotion in the kingdom is a product of acceptable stewardship. Now, we saw only three of them. Seven of them absconded. They took the master's money away. Amen. One kept it. I'm not going to do anything. Do your worst. He said, okay, my worst, go into fire. One came and said, I made five more. Have the authority over five cities. So somebody is now having dominion over 10 cities. Another one over five cities. Another one inside hell fire. And three absconded to wherever they went. And what more? It's all a choice. Serving God is not a gift. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. Joshua said, but as for me and my house, Joshua 24:15, we will serve the Lord. So it is acceptable kingdom stewardship that makes Christianity meaningful and profitable. It's not established membership. It is stewardship. God does not reward membership, it rewards stewardship. God does not reward membership, it rewards stewardship. It does not reward leadership. It does not reward leadership. There are many ministry leaders who are suffering day and night. God rewards stewardship. He does not reward foundership. You are a founder of a church. You can still be confounded because it does not reward foundership, it rewards stewardship. Now, my prayer is that no one here will miss out of God's reward agenda. Amen. You shall not miss out of God's reward agenda. Amen. You shall not miss out of God's reward agenda. Amen. You shall not miss out of God's reward agenda. Amen. You shall not miss out of God's reward agenda. Amen. You shall not miss out of God's reward agenda. Amen. Now, in Matthew 20, verse 1 to 7, he went out early in the morning and hired some fellows into his vineyard. And then in the third hour, he went and said, why are you standing idle up till now? He said, nobody hired. He said, go to the vineyard and walk. It's not the Father Christmas God who dishes out things. Amen. Nothing works except for a worker. There is nothing in doing nothing. There is nothing in doing nothing. Well, God is about to decorate you. Yeah, he does it in phases, but stay consistent. I said, be consistent. Just be delightsomely consistent. It's coming. Everybody thought that Joseph was a fool. I mean, just going to the woman and settle down in this village and begin to eat good food. Amen. He went into silence, my friend, for 13 years. But when he emerged, you can't stop him. Many are just about their time of emergence. You are just about to emerge. We were checking some humorous records in our caucus meeting yesterday, and I discovered that May 1985, the income of this church was 1,221 naira. 1985. Now, 1986, it skyrocketed to 14,000 in a month. Yet we didn't borrow, we didn't beg, we didn't steal, my friend. When God is at the center of your life and you're consistent, things will keep moving from one phase to another. The good news is, he will make you to laugh. This 40th year will rewrite the story of many. And this operation will set the stage for your own decoration. Many shall be enthroned here. They have thought you are wasting your time. They will know that you are investing your time with God. Stand to your feet, everybody. Amen. If there's anywhere you need protection, I think this is this country. Praise God. You know, you have the spirit of armed robbers. You have the spirit of kidnappers who have it as a major business. Amen. And funded by some devils. Then you have the spirit of Fulani herdsmen. My God. And then you have the native doctors who are causing accidents on the road every day. You just need God's hand. You need the mark of Jesus. Man, tomorrow, my God, we put the mark of redemption, which equals the mark of exemption, on your life, on your children. No one here will lose any child. No wife or husband here will lose a spouse. Come not near any man upon whom is the mark. The mark of come not near is coming upon every worshiper tomorrow. Yeah. The remaining days of your life, you will not see evil again. Yeah. Lift up your two hands and ask God for wisdom to bring in souls into his house tomorrow. Ask God for wisdom to reach out to those people you have led to Christ so they can be part of that service and experience the mark of exemption on their lives. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I refuse to come down empty tomorrow. I refuse to come down empty tomorrow. The ones that came along with me last week, we come back again. The ones that didn't come last week, we come this week. The one I'm reaching out to today, we come tomorrow. Lift up your two hands to heaven, everybody. Lift up your two hands and call for it. Lord, I need your wisdom. Flow through me today. As I text them, as I call them on phone, let your wisdom break the hardened hearts of men for their own benefit. Ask the Lord that the flyers and the tracts in the hands of people will start burning with fire, leading to conviction, a massive ingathering of souls into the presence of God tomorrow. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. In return for your engagement, enjoy advancement. In return for your labor, enjoy divine favor. May the price each one is paying today turn you to a prize winner in the race of life. I proclaim blessings upon your household, upon your children, upon your families. It shall be clear that you are serving God. God will establish the difference between you and those who are not serving Him. Evil shall not touch you. Evil shall not touch you. Whatever has not been able to stop this church from going forward will never stop your life from going forward. And so shall it be. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Remember, they said growth and replication is on. So draft them in from your neighborhood to come in and enjoy the prayer of the saints and receive answers to their prayers. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. All house providers, be blessed with Obed-Edom order of blessings. All the ones just coming in, the same blessing will locate you.
Lift your voice and give glory to God. Give praise unto His name. Celebrate Him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. Thank you, mighty, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Don't forget, all the tracks and the flyers are available. You pick up what you require, and let's go advertising Jesus and be honored by Him in return, in Jesus' name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.